For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk, and Glenamaddy?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here at Lizzie's. Gorgeous night.
It is, Skinny. It's the apex of my week every week.
It really is, absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com.
Hey, we had some fun this morning, Hooley.
The whole week has been great.
Yeah, it was great. And
I started my Monday with an epiphany. I thought I owed money on my taxes, and I found out I didn't. So that was a bullet I missed, or missed me. And then I had a tooth pulled. And then we went to dinner or lunch with Charlie Carey and Tony Gold.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, our old buddy Tony. He's having a tough time, so say a prayer for our buddy Tony Gold. He's the best.
And we were with some all-stars, Frank Winters from the Packers, and
Charlie and Pickle Joyce.
Mike Pickle Joyce and Charlie Carey. Oh, it was just great. So, and then today we had breakfast with Jimmy Dean and the former minister of the diaspora for Ireland.
David Cahill, yeah. Damien McArdle over at the Drake Hotel.
Black
was great.
Dave, yeah. And then here we are with Matthew McCahill, the new managing partner of Chicago Chop House, which is a legendary steakhouse, right, Matt? I would say.
It's legendary for me, for sure.
Yeah. So welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're so glad you're here. I ran across the story the Irish American News did on you. And I used to go into the Chop House all the time with Pete Nolan, and we'd see Hots Michael playing the piano there, and a lot of fun nights. And then I guess I got older and slowed down a little bit.
Sober.
Yeah.
It changed owners a couple times.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But it's been around for a long time, hasn't it, Matthew?
It's been around since 1986.
Mm-hmm. It's got a great reputation.
Yep, great reputation.
Great food.
Amazing
food. Has always been great. Yeah, the big steaks. Yeah. And
it's all prime steak.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you get involved? You were in the restaurant business already, right?
I was already in the restaurant. You know, I was in the steak business for many different years. Started with Nick's Fish Market, Steak and Seafood.
Nick's Fish Market over on Washington?
You know, I'd like to say it was on Washington, but it was actually a little bit further west over there in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I was in
Hawaii for Nick's Fish Market, then worked for Nick Nicholas at his other places. And then I came to Chicago and worked at Monroe and Dearborn over there
Monroe and Dearborn, yeah.
Actually just had lunch over at Italian Village the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, right across the street.
That's been around forever.
Yeah, 1927.
Yeah.
It's a good place. That's where I learned how to do Caesar salad tableside. After I was finished working over at Nick's, I'd go over to Italian Village for a cocktail, a drink, and talk to him into teaching me.
Who was the guys who did the spinning bowl or whatever it was? Do you remember that? It was a Blackhawk, Don Roth's Blackhawk.
Oh, okay.
The spinning bowl salad or whatever.
So you worked in the restaurant business. Did you own a restaurant before this?
So I was managing partner of a place called Prost in Lincoln Park for a while. But then, you know, as partnership goes, you move on, and I got into the hotel business again for Saks Hotel, then Dana Hotel, and then Godfrey Hotel.
Oh, all here in Chicago?
All here in Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, they're all...
I've been back since 2005.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Where did you come from originally?
Chicago.
Oh, did you?
Rogers Park, California Chase.
I was born in Rogers Park at St. Margaret Mary's Parish, but when I was two, we moved to the south side.
I can give you the address because it's all gone now. It's all changed.
Okay. Yeah.
And where'd you go to school up there?
So we ended up going to River Forest. I went to Roosevelt Elementary School over there in River Forest. And then from there, moved on, you know, hit hard times that happens. And, you know, end up being in a motorhome for a few years, driving around the country while my dad was going to hospitals.
Good for you. What was he doing in hospitals? Was he sick?
You know, he had broken his back on the job. And, you know, my mom was very religious, so she took him to Oral Roberts University, that kind of stuff. Places,
wow.
You know, and he had 6 months to live.
You have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're Irish.
Yeah.
So I got 5 sisters and a brother.
So you were all in the motorhome together?
Yeah, there was about 5 of us at the time.
Wow.
So he managed to get 2 more before he kicked the bucket in 2001.
God bless him.
Yeah, God bless him.
Ah, wow.
And you said they gave him 6 months to live, and what happened?
6 months to live in 84, so he died in 2001.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. That's great. And what did he do?
He was an architect, designer, builder. Restaurants and bars.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I was sweeping floors at about 10 inside bars.
Good for you. That's how you get started. Yeah.
Yeah. Free labor.
Sure.
Well, you know, I worked at McCormick Place for many years, and I worked in the mayor's office before that. But anyways, people that came here.
You look mayoral.
I am kind of mayoral. But people that came here from all over the world, you know, for the big conventions and stuff, we would do surveys about the hotels, the travel, the whatever, the facility and everything. Every time we did a survey with a convention, we used to have the University of Illinois Dome. The number one thing for every survey was always the restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah, I think it still is. I think it still is a beautiful thing.
And, you know, you hear about San Francisco and New York and blah, 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 blah. Chicago has such great restaurant and great restaurateurs. And they've got such a great history. And They would come here, and there's a lot of medical conventions, doctors and stuff, and they just loved the rest. Now, they didn't eat like they tell people to eat, but they all wanted to go to the steakhouses and all that kind of stuff, and it was very interesting, and but that's one of the strongest things about Chicago. So there's a lot of competition, but it's good in that we have that reputation.
I agree with you 100%. I think that one of the things that I noticed about the restaurateurs back in the day is it was all family. It was all, you know,
right,
mom and pop, but they just got it, knew how to do it, ran it right, did a great job of it. You know, my wife and I, we try to do the same thing. We're not a big corporation, but, you know, maybe someday we will be. We'll see.
Sure.
But right now it's just us. So, you know, unfortunately, my kids are 5 and 7, so we can't put them to work yet, but we will.
Probably another year and you will.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have them in there soon.
Yeah. You'll have them in there sweeping the floors like you did.
At least.
Now, do you know Eamon Vaughan by any chance? Vaughan Hospitality, they own a whole bunch of Irish pubs.
6 of them or
7. Yeah, and his parents came from Ireland, and they opened a little pub here called Vaughan's.
Okay.
And he was like 7 or 8, and they had him sweeping the floor. Now he and his brothers own like 7 pubs all over the place.
Yeah,
good guys to know.
Bar business—that's way to get into. That's what you should do. That's the right move.
Well, you know, I owned a bar in Rockaway Beach, New York. It's one of the worst experiences of my life. I gotta tell you,
he was the number one customer.
Yeah, that was a problem. it's tough. It's a very, very, very tough business.
Hope you tipped yourself well.
Oh God, it was brutal. No, everybody go. You never tip the owner. Remember that? You never tip the owner. Come on.
I did a lot of work with the Restaurant Association. We, you know, we did the Taste of Chicago. My office did. And nobody, at least this is my own observation, works as hard as restaurant people. Nobody does.
I believe you.
You're the your last one paid. The first one there. You're there.
You know, I'll tell you though.
They're all really, really solid people. The ones that were successful were super.
I certainly don't feel sorry for myself. I work 7 days a week, but I love it.
Yeah,
I love what I do, and I really love it because I've already got a great product, right? When we took over, there was some things we had to make some changes on, right? We got to get rid of the cans. Sometimes people take shortcuts as the years go on, right? So, you know, we made those changes. We brought the food level up to where it should be, brought the prices down to where they should be. I think the prices were a little bit too touristy or whatever, so I want to bring the locals back. You know, I want to bring all my drinking buddies in there, so you know they're not gonna pay the other prices. So
Skinny, when you dropped me off today, he was there.
What, really?
I walked over there. Yeah.
Was he at the bar?
No, there was a guy vacuuming. I mean, it was still early. But he gave me the grand tour. It looks great. Looks like the same old place, you know, the Chop House. And many a night we'd sit around that piano bar and Hots Michael. Well, who's the piano guy now?
Yeah, so we got a guy named Joe. I won't give his last name.
Joe.
He likes it when I say he's
on the run.
You know, yes. I like it when he says he doesn't like it when I say he's worked there for 28 years now this month.
Wow.
So I say he's worked there for 7 years, 8 years. I'll say 8 years now. Likes to feel younger. But the beautiful room of that bar is so cozy. It just makes
absolutely
people fall in love with the place, and I don't see what. You know, I don't understand why people wouldn't fall in love with it, because it's just such a gorgeous place.
It is a cozy joint.
You got me emotional. I'm using my hands now.
You know what? It's the type of joint, my buddy Jimmy Strong says, you can really sink a root here. You know, you sit at the bar and all of a sudden you ain't leaving, you know.
Yeah.
The Chicago Chop House on Ontario.
Yeah, I have a cousin that owns, and I know some other guys that owns, what's the real good place on Chicago Cut.
Oh, Chicago Cut, yeah.
Yeah, that's they do fabulous.
That's
there.
O'Malley. Isn't that the guy's name?
No, it's not O'Malley. Mike Mackey. And
there's a Matt, for sure.
Maddie runs the place.
Yeah.
Maddie.
And they were over
Maddie
at
Moore.
Smith Lewinsky's.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
that.
Were they? Yeah. They're from Ireland, those guys, right? Aren't they?
No, they're all from here.
Oh, okay.
Timmy Dard. There's about five guys I know that own.
I've heard an accent around 11 p.m.
Yeah.
I start hearing an accent
Everybody
over there.
But Maddie Moore is terrific. There's a guy that, you know, he's been around in the restaurant business forever, but he knows how to, you know, handle people and stuff. And that's they do a tremendous job there.
They really do. You know, and they're very local focused, like just like we are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we want to make sure that we take care of our neighbors. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's important. We take care of our neighbors, and we take care of everybody that comes in the restaurant, and then everybody walks out leaving happy. And my goal is humbly just to make sure they have the best dinner experience they've ever had in their life.
That's great.
If I can do that, then I'm happy. Right.
You're open for lunch too, though, right?
We will be open for lunch. We're going to have an outdoor patio. We have another patio on the side there.
Oh.
We have
a
patio. So our 120 year old Victorian building, in Brownstone, is right next to the old historic building, which was then Castle, and it was a couple other things, Limelight.
On the corner
places.
There.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so now it's going to be a Tao supper club.
Oh, okay.
Soon. And so we have a nice lot right between that historic building and our historic building. And we're going to build a nice little secret garden pocket park patio.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's one thing I know. I want to, Chicago Cut, they really worked on getting a good lunch business. They do a great job. And so go over there and steal all their ideas.
I will. All right.
You know who's here tonight?
You should put Marty Malarkey at the front door. He's the best.
He'd eat you out of house and home.
If he works for food, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
No, he works for drinks.
It's a great spot, though. Now, you go in, there's the piano bar right there on your right, and you go down, and then the bar is, like, just terrific. What was the guy's name? John Pontarelli?
John Pontarelli.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew John.
Great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
I don't hold him being Italian against him.
Well, you know what? Now, that's an interesting... there's new Irish now coming. You're the Irish American in there. You're running the joint. You want to bring in the Irish American crowd, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's our audience, and that's our community, and we can point you in the right direction, certainly.
Well, and I'm there, so hope your audience comes in and says hi to me.
Yeah, come home and say hello to Matthew McHale. Yeah.
70% I'm at the bar. I'm usually lurking around that area, so not too far away for anybody.
Now, when you came in, did you clean house, or did you, you know, new chefs or bartenders or what? What
so
happened?
My style is a little different than other people. A lot of people like to clean house.
Yeah.
But we've got people that have been there for a long time, know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Some people, I wouldn't say they lost their way. I say that somebody kind of took them a different route.
Yeah.
Route. Your choice. And so when I came in, I did an assessment. First 30 days, I didn't do anything. Just kind of came in there and looked around, checked it all out. And then I made some cuts, right? First cuts, just like the Bears. And so I got to the third month and made my third cuts, and that was it. So everybody else was still there. I've got Doris, the GM, Maitre D there, doing a great job. She is really good at making sure that people know that they are welcome and comfortable. And the chef started in 1988.
Wow.
Wow. Right?
And he's still there and doing a great job. The guys that cook the meat, the Moreno brothers, started in 1992.
Oh, wow.
So you got two brothers in there?
Two brothers.
Yeah.
And, you know, interesting story, if you have a second.
Yeah.
I did a deep dive on the broilers because I was getting them fixed rather than replacing them. And I was really glad I got them fixed because I found the guy that originally put them in.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, they're sisters. They're one VIN number apart. And I looked and they are. And so
broilers? Yeah.
I got sister broilers. There actually were three sisters. One of the broilers went over to the... I love that I get to drink while I'm doing this. My first interview, yeah. I get to drink. God bless you.
What do you think we do this for?
So one of the sisters went to the Eli's Steakhouse in Chicago.
Yeah, sure.
That closed in 2005, so we're not sure where she is. But we got the other two sisters, and the two brothers are working those sisters every night. So it's great to see it. I love that I've got guys that really know how to cook steak on those broilers, and they do a great job. Just a great job.
Now, there's kind of an old Chicago feel with the pictures and the gangsters and all those characters all over the walls. You go into the reason I went by there today was to take a look, but I also had to go to the bathroom. So I knock on the door and I went, I want to take a look. I'm having the radio tonight, but I also had to go to the bathroom. So I went in the bathroom, the men's room, and they got pictures of all these old-time hot chicks from like the 1890s or the 20s or... I can't remember who they were, but they were, you know, like Fanny Bryce and people like that.
Yeah, well, you've got to guess. You got to figure out if they were a movie star.
Yeah.
Right? A politician's wife or a prostitute.
You
got to guess.
Or all three.
Or all three. Yeah. So, and then there's pictures on the wall of old politicians and gangsters and all those characters. That's cool.
Oh, you know? It's great. Yeah. We've got all the old we have a lot of old buildings there. A lot of just beautiful photos that you can walk through and just get to see the history of Chicago, the old Chicago, the vibe and the feel of it.
Yeah.
And the space has it. The staff is, it's a simple process. We just come, we want to take good care of you and make sure that everybody gets what they want to get. We explain the menu, explain the food, and it comes out just how we explained it. So it ends up being great. Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
You can sink a root at Chicago Chop House. On Ontario, between... like Clark and LaSalle and Clark. Is it LaSalle and Clark?
Yeah. It's Dearborn and Clark.
Dearborn and Clark, yeah.
Yeah, there's Steve Lombardo who owns...
Sure. Steve and Peggy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he
owns Gibson's.
Gibson's and Hugo's Frog Bar.
Yeah.
He's got all those pictures in there. You know, they put them up on the stairways and TV personalities and all that stuff. And it sounds kind of goofy, but... people love those pictures, like Hooley was saying. You go in there, especially if it's pictures of themselves. Oh, you're the president of this company. You mind if I put your picture up on the wall? You know,
maybe I should do that.
Don't put Skinny's picture in there.
No, it's your idea. I think you guys should be the first photo I bring.
There you
up
go.
There.
The Skinny and Hooley. Well, we'll put our picture in there, sure.
Man, we want people to come there. You don't want to scare them away. Harry Carey's used to do that.
Sure.
Mark Shulman, he used to put all the pictures up. But people would go in there and say, oh, there's my picture on the wall. Take people to lunch and say, did you see my picture on the wall?
You know, I do have a local program. I got people that I know, right? And so I've done, when I've got friends coming in to continue to support and show me love, I've started engraving their names in knives. So if you come in and you see somebody's name on a knife, you know.
It was not the knife used to kill
you. You might not know who it is. Don't Google it.
Yeah, okay. So you've been there only since November.
Yeah, right? I think we've done really great strides since November.
Yeah.
Just with the little things you do, they're big things, right? My food cost has gone up, but I'm happy it has because I want to make sure that everybody gets the most beautiful flavored food. And all prime meat, my prime Angus prime rib, in my opinion, is the best in the country. And so far, I've been saying that, and I haven't had anybody correct me. So
that's great.
I'm happy with that. And,
they also have a private party room upstairs on the third floor. That's like a speakeasy.
Yeah.
And then on the second floor is the main dining room, which is really cool.
Yep. Bar on every floor.
Yeah. Bar on every floor. And then he's building a like a little terrace nook kind of thing up there on the top. Was that what you showed me today?
That was a secret for you, but yes, that's right.
Okay.
We're gonna build that rooftop and probably do some nice cigar dinners up there, private cigar dinners.
Oh, that was it.
We'll let our friends that want to smoke cigars go up there during the summer and enjoy a nice cigar after dinner. The third floor, we're building a speakeasy dining room.
That's it.
That late night, it's going to be a little bit more joyous and enjoyable. Yeah. And of course, we'll have industry love, all that kind of stuff. We'll make it for us, right? And that's the little back door there for the smokers. There's a little area where you can smoke cigarettes in the back there.
How late do you open?
So right now we're closing after dinner, but once we get the bar going.
You're closing it right after dinner now. Okay.
Yeah, we're open until after dinner service now. But once we get that speakeasy dining room, at least Thursday, Friday, Saturday to start, we'll have the bar open 10 to 2. Have a little nice little music style in there. You'll have to get in through the kitchen, so somebody's going to have to walk you in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you'll have to,
Yeah.
Eventually, just walk in on your own, hopefully,
You got a buzzer upstairs on the front door, too, I noticed that.
That's we do.
Cool.
We do.
What's the address?
The address is 60 West Ontario.
Chicago Chop House.
Chicago Chop House.
Now under new management, Irish American owned. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So drop in and say hello to Matthew McCahill and all his pals and become one.
Thank you for stopping by here. And tell Marty to get you a list of all the shows that are coming to town.
If he hasn't already.
I know. I'll tell you, Marty was talking about that just the other day. People are on the internet now. He said 24,000 people. I hope he doesn't mind me telling this. He had 24,000 people walking past his booth yesterday.
Yeah.
Three people came up for ask for dinner reservation.
That's it.
So we need our people to send us business. That's what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll help you with that. Yeah. All right,
but
Matt McCahill.
Once he gets going, he'll get you people. He's the best.
We open at 4, but if you come knocking loud enough, I'll open the bar early for you.
4 p.m. you open?
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Well,
okay.
Matthew, thank you so much
for coming by.
It's, good luck.
Best of luck with the Chicago Chop House.
You got a challenge ahead of you, but this is a great town, great restaurants.
You're going to do fine.
All right, well, you got me a beer, so I owe you a couple pints no matter what, so make sure you stop by sometime soon. Not just for the restroom, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Matthew McHale,
right,
Chicago Chop House.
Cheers.
God bless.
We'll
be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show for these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back.
What a nice guy, Hooley.
Terrific guy and an Irish-American, so that's why we went the Irish-American business to go to the Chop House.
Yes, absolutely.
It's always been a great steakhouse.
And you know what, Hooley? We might even stop in there one night for...
Yeah, you think so?
The great Peter Nolan.
Yes, we'll get Pete to go to the piano bar because he loves to sing at the piano bar.
I told you I talked to his daughter Kara the other day.
I just talked to him today. He's back. He's back home here in Chicago now.
But anyway, I said, get your dad, Kara, and come down here some night for the show.
Oh, I forgot to bring you his book. I was going to bring it for you tonight. Anyway, he's hustling the book. Everything's going good.
Let me ask you a question. Just off the record, when someone writes a book like that, how many... I know it can sell a million copies, but how many copies is when you're, it's a niche like that?
I don't know.
I mean, is it 20 copies or 100?
Oh,
or?
No, it's in the hundreds.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What's the point?
I was just wondering. Yeah.
No, I've sold about 500 copies of my book so far. Not
bad. That's good. That's good.
I'd like it to be 5,000. That's why more people have to go to Amazon and check it out. Nothing's on the
thank
square.
Thank God for the income tax and the...
Oh, you ain't kidding. that was a great moment when he said, no, you don't owe anything. I went, oh, thank you, God. anyway, that's a great spot, Chicago Chop House. Highly recommended. Go in there and say hello to Matt McGahill. He's an engaging guy, and he's been in the business a long time. He knows what he's doing.
Absolutely, and the Chop House has been around forever.
Oh, yeah. So I always liked going there with Pete Knight. You know, Pete was a big piano bar guy. You go to Joanne's, you go to the Chop House.
The Red, what was it, the Red Garter?
The Redhead.
Redhead Lounge. Yeah.
Yeah, all those joints. And he'd once we were in on Rush Street, and we were in a joint, Luciano's, and Pete wanted to sing. And he says, you know, the maitre d', I'd like to get up and do a number. The guy goes, get lost. Pete goes, let's get out of here or never come back. I said, oh, okay, someone's feelings were hurt. It was great. But we never did go back. Luciano's. They don't know what they were missing.
Get lost.
Pete has a great delivery. Not so much a great voice, but kind of a Tony Bennett kind of the loveliness
of Paris.
No, you got to pause. It's the pausing that sells everything. The Nolan pause. Anyway, you can see him. We'll bring him down to the Chop House, folks, and you can see him there.
He'll be performing at the Chop House.
Oh, you know where else he used to go? Orso's on Wells Street, and O'Brien's. You know, O'Brien's used to have a piano bar, but O'Brien's is no more. You know, Skin, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts and those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. And he says to me, hey, Hooley, who died?
Hey, Hooley, Martin Coyne passed away from County Mayo, Ireland. Age 71. He's surrounded by his family. Died April 13th. His wife was... Attracta Rose Coyne.
What a great name.
Yeah, I know.
Attracta.
She's very attractive.
I'll bet.
And her maiden name was O'Hara. His children were Anne Marie. She's married to Bill Gibson. Martin Coyne Jr. Mary. And a number of grandchildren. Lots of nieces and nephews, Hooley. And waked at Curly Funeral Home to... Incarnation Catholic Church in Palos Heights. So say a prayer for Martin Coyne.
God rest his soul. Skinny, here's one a little close to home. Peggy Roach Boyle.
Oh, yeah, terrific.
Who was on our show several times.
Terrific lady.
She passed away suddenly just the other night. She's a resident of Brookfield. For her dad was Pat Roach.
Right.
The famous Irish musician.
She was
singer.
A terrific lady.
She was. And she owned Roach Tours, where she worked as a travel agent and tour guide. She's a lover of Irish music, dance, and travel. Beloved wife of James, mother of Megan, Kathleen, Siobhan, Seamus, and Packy. Also, her sister is a good friend of mine, Kathy McDonald. But what a loss. And she, you know, they had the Murphy Roach School of Irish Music, which is on our show all the time. You know, those kids we bring on, and all connected to Peggy Roach Boyle. So God rest her soul, Peggy. I would say her age, but she's a lady, and I don't want to do that. Read the obit.
Great lady.
Yeah. God rest her soul.
Hooley's James Francis Hennessy passed away.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Native of Lahinch, County Clare. That's where they got the great golf course, by the way.
Yeah.
Husband of Ann. Father of James Patrick and Sean Leal. He will lie in state at, or Liz lying in state at St. Mary the Woods Church, in Chicago. And they'll have a funeral mass at 9 a.m. Thursday. Well, that was a couple days ago. And he's going to be buried in All Saints Cemetery. So say a prayer for James Francis Hennessy.
God rest his soul. Skinny Margaret Nolan, beloved wife of the late Michael, mother of Michael, Martin, Mary, Margaret, Kathleen, Tom, and Eileen. She's a native of Ballymacraw, Castlebar, County Mayo, Ireland. Dedicated nurse, an auxiliary volunteer at Resurrection Hospital, and a faith-filled Eucharistic minister at St. Juliana's.
It's a great parish.
So God rest her soul, Margaret Nolan. Say a prayer for her. Also, Skin, Bill O'Hara, William O'Hara, age 92. Beloved husband of the late Bridget B. Loving father of John Dan, and Sheila. He was a native of Kilgarvan, Bonnie Colon, County Mayo. I hope I pronounced that right. Ireland. Member of Plumbers Union, Local 130. William O'Hara, age 92. In lieu of flowers, donations to Misericordia. Now, whenever PJ picks out a obit for me, he says, they're one of the good guys. They're giving money to Misericordia. So God rest his soul, William O'Hara. And I think... Barbara Bush.
Yeah, I want to remember Barbara Bush, a class lady. Just a terrific lady. Obviously, the wife of George Sr. Bush, 73 years, Hooley.
Yeah.
She was married when she was 19 or 18.
God bless her.
And she was a class lady. It's nice to see someone that is remembered so fondly by both Democrats and Republicans. She was always a classy lady, and she spoke her mind.
I think that's what people liked about her.
Yeah.
She didn't take any guff.
And I also want to mention Terry Bracken, Bill Bracken's brother. Second brother and
Bill Sr.
Bill Sr.
Oh.
Yeah, Terry worked at the Cook County Sheriff's Office. He had three kids. Just a great guy, and worked for the Cook County Sheriff's Office, by the way. Very good guy, and did a great job for my brother Mike. So Terry Bracken, say a prayer for him also. That's it, Hooley. I think we can close up the crypt.
Let's close up the crypt, Skin. And you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're having a blast here tonight.
It seems like we go to a lot of wakes, Hooley, and a lot of.
Tell me about it. Because we're old. That's why. Here, I get to tell you a little story. Speaking of getting older, Skinny. A drunk man, he smelled like booze. He sat down on a bench next to a priest. The man's tie was stained. His face was plastered with red lipstick. Half-empty bottle of gin was sticking out of his pocket. He opened his newspaper and he began reading. And after a few minutes, the man turned to the priest and asked, "Hey, say, Father, What causes arthritis?" The priest replied, "My son, it's caused by loose living, being with cheap, wicked women, too much alcohol, contempt for your fellow man, sleeping around with prostitutes, and lack of a bath." The drunk muttered in response, "Well, I'll be darned." Then he returned to his paper. The priest, thinking about what he had said, nudged the man and apologized. "You know, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to come on so strong. How long have you had arthritis?" And the drunk answered, I don't have it, Father. I'm just reading here where the Pope has it. Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was another old Pope joke.
That's the old, another. Oh, here's another one. I almost told you this earlier today, but I thought I'd save it for the show. When Mozart passed away, remember Mozart?
Yeah, I was at a couple of his concerts.
Okay, yeah. He went to grammar school with him. He was buried in a churchyard. A couple days later, the town drunk, there's the town drunk again, he's always a star.
The same guy.
Was walking through the cemetery, and he heard some strange noise coming from the area where Mozart was buried. Terrified, he ran and got the priest to come and listen to it. The priest bent close to the grave and heard some faint, unrecognizable music coming from the grave. Frightened, the priest ran and got the town magistrate. That's a judge, I guess, right? A magistrate?
Yes.
Or a cop? When the magistrate arrived, he bent his ear to the grave, listened for a moment, and said, ah, yes, that's Mozart's Ninth Symphony being played backwards. He listened a while longer and said, now there's the Eighth Symphony, and it's backwards too. Most puzzling. So the magistrate kept listening. By that time, more town folks came to the grave to hear the strange sounds. There's the Seventh, the Sixth, the Fifth. Suddenly, the realization of what was happening dawned on the magistrate. He stood up and announced to the crowd that had gathered at the cemetery, my fellow citizens, there's nothing to worry about. It's just Mozart decomposing. See, you said something about decomposing today.
Yeah, that was really good.
Sure. Okay. We're taking a little break here on the Skinny and Hooli Show. We're so glad you're with us. Happy Saturday, everybody. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And that's back. Our friend, Brendan O'Brien.
What a great place. Him and Boz O'Brien here forever.
It is a great place, but you know what else is a great place? Chicago Chop House.
Terrific.
We're trying to encourage all Irish Americans to get over there and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, for crying out loud.
Right.
You know, Skinny, we had a very interesting morning, and I thank you for inviting me. You know what? Before we get to that, let me just give a plug.
Oh, we got a trip coming up.
We have a trip coming up, the 2018 Skinny and Hooley trip to Ireland, the crack tour of Ireland, this time with Gino Cooney. It's October 11th to the 18th. Gino will be doing card tricks and jokes and magic on the bus. Highlights include loads of crack. We're going to Kinsale and Charlesfort. We're going to Cove Heritage Center, you know, where the boats left for America when everybody integrated. We're 2 nights in Dingle, 2 nights in Cork. We're going to Kilkenny Castle. We're also bringing Emer Arkins, who is an all-Ireland fiddler, dancer, and singer. She's just a delightful young lady. You should see her doing some lilting, Skinny. She's terrific. Anyway, it's going to be a jam-packed week, October 11th to 18th. We want everybody to join us. For more information, go to www.grouptripsandtravel.com. We got a Facebook page, too. Go on Facebook for the 2018 The Crack Tour.
I don't know what lilting is, but it sounds pretty interesting.
Lilting is... You know that routine?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like scat. It's, remember what Ella Fitzgerald did in jazz?
Yes.
Scat, only it's Irish.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
They may have actually learned it from the Irish, the jazz musicians. Or go to, for more information on our trip, call David at 1-800-624-8338 for details. Don't step on the phone number.
I want to remind people when we go on this trip, I'm not going this trip, but we always stay in first-class hotels.
We do.
Nobody ever complains, and you always get the best deal, too, Hooley, price-wise.
Nobody complains, and if you do, we just throw you off the boat.
When it's moving.
1-800-624-8338. Nobody's going to complain. They'll have a blast. You'll be having too much fun. So we'd love to have you join us. Now.
And speaking of throwing you off the boat.
Yeah.
How about that trip we took on that boat?
Oh, man. Ackle Island.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of a hurricane, though. That's
right.
The problem.
And they passed out the bags.
Everybody on that boat was barfing. It was brutal.
It was a big barforama.
It was a barforama, just like in that movie. But you know what? Now, one of the great things we did over the years, we've been many times. I think this will be our fifth trip to Ireland. But we used to always try and look up our friends in Ireland, like
Jimmy Deenan,
who was the minister for the diaspora for years. Before that, he was the minister for culture and the arts. Just a terrific guy. He's been on the show many, many times.
And when you were there, didn't you get to see it when you and Dennis went there? You got a tour of the Dáil?
We met him at 11:30 at night, and he had us come in and... Well, you were with us when we went on the tour of the Dáil.
Yes,
we brought everybody in. Jimmy Deenahan's assistant.
He showed up real late. He thought you were trick-or-treating. It was in October.
Well, you know, they have pretty tight security there.
Oh,
While we're waiting, the Taoiseach left the building while we were waiting to go in and see Jimmy. Actually, Jimmy stayed later that night than the Taoiseach and to Kenny. But he did. He brought us in and said, hey, you guys, he was just terrific. And so today we had breakfast with Jimmy. He's in town promoting the Kerry Center, the GAA Center, in County Kerry. And, you know, of course, he was a great footballer and hurler. And he's just great company. He's been on our show many times.
Five All-Irelands.
He won five All-Irelands?
Yeah.
God bless him.
He's a legend.
So we did a quick little interview with him because he was going to be out promoting the Kerry thing tonight, so he wouldn't be able to make it back. I don't think Dave Cahill wanted him to come back. He just said, he'll never make it back in time.
But his assistant was there, Mr. Murphy. He's going to say a few
words. Tim Murphy, yeah, Tim's also in there. So here's a little quick interview we did with Jimmy Dinahan and Tim Murphy from the Kerry Center for the GAA.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here with the Skinny and Hooley Show. Skinny and I are sitting here with Jimmy Dinahan, great Irish footballer, a former minister for the diaspora in Ireland. Jimmy, what brings you back to Chicago?
I'm here with Tim Murphy, who's the chairman of Kerry GAA. We're here fundraising for a center of excellence in Farn 4 near Curran's in Kerry. And this is not just for Kerry, it'll be for the whole Irish diaspora all over the world. So we would hope to get some young Gaelic players to go there even during the summer, and we'll provide facilities for them, and we'll provide coaching as well. So the whole project cost about $8 million. We need to fundraise about $3 million. Most of this money will come from Ireland, of course, but we're reaching out to our friends here, and we have many in Chicago to help us. There are people like Dave Cahill and many more that have pledged their support, which is very important. And of course, Skinny himself, with his huge Kerry connections and his huge connections here in Chicago, he has done so much work for Special Olympics here and has collected so much money. So we're relying on their connections to make sure that this is going to be very successful. Also, we have a golf event going on, and there's a man called Dennis Neville, who's from Ballylongford and Kerry. He's organising that. And a man called Stan McCarthy, who is the CEO of Kerry Group and now retired, so he is going to help as well with the fundraising event. So it promises to be very exciting. And as you know, I love coming here to Chicago. I've been coming for a long time. I've been on your radio show
many times.
Several times, yeah. And I get very good feedback from it always. I get emails afterwards. So there are a lot more people listening to you than what you think.
That's good. How much did Skinny pledge?
Well, Skinny has collected millions of dollars for Special Olympics here and for other very good causes as well. We're expecting him to make a huge contribution, like you would expect from a man so well connected with Kerry. So we won't be disappointed either.
Jimmy, also, when we were in Ireland, or the Skinny and Hooley show, we take a tour every year, and you were so gracious to us and took our whole group for a tour of the Dáil, and can't thank you enough for that. And then Denny Kearns and I were there one night, and you met us at 11:30 at the Erect. What's the name of that? The Erectus?
The Erectus, government building.
Yeah, it's 11:30 at night. We were half in the bag, but you brought us in, and terrific. So thanks for everything.
Well, basically, I used to be at work 7 o'clock every morning, usually left at 12 o'clock, and I lost the election. So I suppose there's a little bit of a message there for all politicians that work too long every day. You can overdo it as well, you know, you can be over diligent as well. But I must say, I was delighted to entertain people like yourselves, good people that come to Ireland and that are very supportive of Ireland in so many different ways. Over the 34 years I was in politics, I always went out of my way to welcome people like yourselves that's passionate about Ireland, that love Ireland as well as love America. And I always ensure that if somebody was coming that would help Ireland, doesn't matter what part, I'd always accommodate them and facilitate them everywhere I could.
How do we get more information about the Kerry Centre? Is there a website?
All you have to do is look up Kerry County Board and the information is there. And here with me at the moment as well is Tim Murphy, and maybe Tim would like just to say a few words.
Tim Murphy, here he is.
Move over there. Yeah, thanks very much, Jimmy. Just to, re-echo what Jimmy has said in relation to our centre in Curran's, it's a state-of-the-art facility completed by volunteers in the main. The GAA as an organisation comprises of all volunteers, a whole group of volunteers within the county and within the country of Ireland, and indeed in the US and elsewhere all around the world. So it's a huge undertaking for us. It's something we're very proud of to have got it so far, and we just need a final push to get it over the line. And kerrygaa.ie is the website, so everything relative.
Say that again, Tim.
Yeah, so www.kerrygaa.ie is the website that all the information will be on, and we'd be really appreciative of any help that your listeners out there can give us, and just feel free to contact us. All the contact details are on that website.
And we will be in touch with you guys as you get closer to the event, and we will promote the hell out of it. We wish you the best of luck. God bless you, and God bless Kerry. Okay.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right.
That was the great Jimmy Dinahan.
Oh, what a terrific guy. And also to Tim Murphy. There, and it will be giving you all the particulars about the event when it's planned. But we met, actually we had known Jimmy before, but he had a breakfast at the Trump Tower just a couple of years ago. A lot of guys up there for a breakfast, and that was when they initially unveiled their plan. But it's in a town called Currens. And, hey, we got to take another break. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show right after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Yes, Concern Worldwide. What are you going to say about them?
They have a luncheon on June 1st, and they have Madeleine Albright speaking there. And it's something that they've been working on for a while. It's a big thing. I talked to Bridget Conway the other day, and she told me they've been working on this for a long time. So June 1st, contact Concern if you want to see Madeleine Albright.
And I also want to give a shout-out to our pal Kevin Fortuna, in New York, the filmmaker who was the one who set that up, the concern people coming to see us. Hey, Skinny, you know there's only 333 days to St. Patrick's Day.
333.
Yeah, yeah, it's 333.
Hey, Hooli, I want to just remind people.
Yeah.
We're doing a thing on May 2nd.
Wait a minute. I thought it was May 3rd.
No, there's another thing on May 2nd at Maggiano's.
Oh, yeah.
We have Tom Ricketts of the Chicago Cubs, they're a partner with us in Special Olympics, and he's doing a breakfast for us with the City Club. And anyone that's interested, you can go to sochicago.org.
Is he going to speak that day, Tom Ricketts?
Yeah, he's going to do a presentation. Cool. We got a surprise for him. We're going to have him. Ann Burke's going to present him with some. They've supported the Special Olympics forever. The Cubs are really good, as are the White Sox. They're terrific, too. So,
not this year, unfortunately.
But the tickets are $200, but it's everyone's invited. Come down and see
Tom Ricketts. And it's a tax-deductible donation.
Exactly.
Skinny, years ago, we had lunch with Charlie yesterday, and Charlie used to...
He's such a generous guy, man.
They used to have these things, luncheon with some sports hero. And when Ricketts had just bought the Cubs, Charlie invited me. It was me, Charlie, Pat Duff, and he gave his presentation, and then he opened it up for questions, and I raised my hand, and Pat Duff was going, "No, Hooli, no, no." I said, "I got a question." Ricketts goes, "Yes." I said, I saw the presentation. I thought it was fabulous and really looks great this year. I just want to know, have you hired a witch doctor?" Okay. He got mad. "No, because there is no curse." That's what he said to me. I went, "Take it easy, Mr. Ricketts." Charlie's like steam coming out of his ears.
You can take the guy out of the south side.
You never
can't take
the
south side out of the guy.
That's right. Thank you. Hey, a shout out to our pal Jake Casto over at Ken's. God bless him. And Frankie Moran and Skip Carey, all the gang at Ken's.
And say a prayer for Jackie and for Tony Golden. Two great guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Two great guys. They're going through some tough times right now.
Skinny, in the next 2 minutes, what else is going on? When's the big event at the opening of the
Special
Olympics?
Oh, we have a grand opening of Special Olympics. Yeah. Everyone's invited down to Soldier Field on May 3rd.
May 3rd, I figured that, yeah.
It's the Special Olympics opening ceremonies at Soldier Field, where it began 50 years ago. And come down to Soldier Field. It's free. You get free parking, which is a miracle at Soldier Field.
Sure is.
You come in and support the Special Olympics athletes. You know, we're going to have big doings this July, Hooli.
Yeah, and for the 50th anniversary.
Right,
yeah.
A lot of people come from all around the world. Mary Davis has been in a few times. She is the international president of Special Olympics. She's from Ireland. And a neighbor of Jimmy Dinahan's, by the way.
Yeah, he was telling us today.
Yeah,
in Listowel.
So we got a lot of good things coming up, and we just want to thank everybody for the great support that we get for Special Olympics here in Chicago. It's great.
There's nothing like
it. Hey, listen, too, I want to give a shout-out to Froggy McGuire, Dave Durkin, Beats O'Wright, Wally Gannon, Joe Waddell.
Is this the Breakfast Club?
The Breakfast Club. My brother John.
Hello,
Rob
boys.
Lee.
Yeah.
These guys tune in every week. I'm sure.
Hey, how about a shout-out to our own Billy Wooten, our production supervisor. He's doing a heck of a job here.
Billy will spend no time in purgatory after putting up with this for 9 years. he has done his purgatory on the face of
and
the
he's
earth.
Continuing to do it, I might
yes.
add. Yeah.
He's the best.
What was I going to tell you? Something happened this week that was just amazing, but I can't remember what it was now. Probably getting old, I guess.
I think it's the burnt popcorn.
I can smell that. Can you smell that? The burnt popcorn. That's a sign.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks everybody for...
And thanks to our sponsors.
Oh, absolutely.
Been terrific, and we might have a new one coming up.
Yeah, get over to the Chicago Chop House.
Yes.
You will love it. We'll be there testing the menu and the drinks and all that stuff.
Yes, and testing the water.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody for listening, and we
will see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.